Well, it's terrific. Look after yourself Saturday night, because you wake up on Sunday morning, you've got this entertainment. It's going to be the Wallabies in action against the French. It's a match we look forward to. And, of course, they're off to a winning start on their spring tour of Europe. And a man who plays his 50th Test match is Sakopi Kepu. G'day, Sakopi.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on, mate. Congratulations, too. 50 Test matches for a prop, it's a good effort.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's always sort of, one of those things that you don't really sort of keep an eye on, but when it does sort of come around,
You're in pretty elite company too, Sakopi. There's only five other players in the history of Australian rugby that have done it. So when you start looking at it from that point of view, it's a rare achievement.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's very humbling, and I think there's four of us here on tour, and two previous, which was Al Baxter and Ewan McKenzie. So I only just found out that this morning, and really happy to get another opportunity to take the field again this week. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Game against France, third game of the tour, two wins to start. And, of course, it's the new era under Michael Checker. You've been lucky enough to play under him with great success at the Waratahs. What are the things that he's bringing to the Wallabies that wasn't there previously?
Obviously coaches bring in, their style and try and implement it when they come in. And basically, he's just took on the role smoothly, and he's just looking to give us sort of that to play with instinct, but also just to work hard and work as a group, and not only on the field, but to gel and interact and gain each other's respect and trust off the field, which is something massive that we worked with at the Tars, and he's put a lot of time and effort into planning our training sessions and whatnot, but also letting us have that balance and just relax and get away from the field and enjoy ourselves.
Sakopi, the French have been doing it pretty tough lately. Are they the dirtiest forwards you play against?
they're a dangerous team. I mean, evidence of that was when we played them in Brisbane the first week. I think we put 50 on them, and then the second week it was 6-0. So
yeah,
it shows that they're a class side when they want to be, and when they really want to turn it on, they're very dangerous. So look, I want to say that all we're up for a fight this weekend, and I'm sure it'll be a tough one.
No, I'm sure it's a different situation too when you've got 50,000 French men and women screaming at you at the Stade de France as well. You talked about the stuff that you've been doing away from footy with Michael Checker. I understand that you guys went to a memorial at the Arc de Triomphe celebrating the end of World War One a couple of days ago. How was that experience, Sakopi?
Yeah, mate, it was awesome. I mean, something we've never done before, and I guess, it marks 100 years, so it was a very humbling experience, and to walk, all the traffic and everything was stopped on that night for that few minutes that we walked through through the Arc de Triomphe. It was pretty extraordinary, really. Mm. But it was good to go from there, and we went up to the embassy and met a few Australians as well, which was good. And it was just a good time as a team to give back to those that lost their lives in World War One.
I guess we talk about a new era, Sakopi. Does it feel like everything's sort of new under Michael Checker, or is it pretty much business as normal?
I think I'm pretty used to it at the Stars. He's pretty much brought a lot of the things that he's implemented at the Stars, and honesty, hard work, respect, and that's what he builds his teams around. And a bit of a new era, and I think a few of the guys have experienced something they've never experienced before, and I know that definitely the boys are, Michael's a bit, you don't know what to expect sometimes, and that's why it keeps it quite, keeps you on your toes and keeps you quite honest and makes it, fun and that's it. I think those are the few things that I can think of.
I'm sure he was very honest about the five scrum resets and the penalty try against Wales. What did he say about that?
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, he drilled us this week and made sure that we you know, those things don't happen again. And it's a work in progress, and we're definitely working towards, you know, getting that side of things right. But he's got the backs involved and just changing the mentality around the whole scrum aspect of the game. And I think that the backs sort of enjoyed watching us scrum for a bit the other day at training.
They always do, don't they? That's all they do, sit out and watch that sort of stuff. Just away from the footy, I was doing my research about you, Sokopi, and your middle name is Miami. And I know that you were born in Sydney. I just wonder, were you conceived in Miami?
No, not at all. My namesake is his favourite, I guess show at the time was Miami Vice. So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, right. So you get? Do you have the white suits, the Don Johnson white suits?
Tubbs.
Not quite.
Fair enough. Look, congratulations. Yeah. It's an amazing effort. 50 test matches for the Wallabies. You'll be doing it in front of, as I said, a huge crowd there at Stade de France in this match against the French. It's here on Sunday morning, 7 a.m. At Sydney time. We wish you all the very best for that, and thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sokopi Kepu there playing his 50th game, and that match, Australia are the favourites for it after winning the three test series out here 3-0. $1.75 the Wallabies, and France $2.05.